It isn't only in Britain that spring this year has taken everyone by surprise. Here, in the Ticino, on the borders of Switzerland and Italy, the slopes overlooking Lake Lugano have already burst into flower, at least a fortnight earlier than usual. But what, you may ask, has the early and welcome arrival of bees and blossom to do with food? Well, it's simply that the past winter, one of the mildest in living memory, has had its effect in other ways as well. Most important of all, it's resulted in an exceptionally heavy spaghetti crop. The last 2 weeks of March are an anxious time for the spaghetti farmer. There's always the chance of a late frost, which, while not entirely ruining the crop, generally impairs the flavour and makes it difficult for him to obtain top prices in world markets. But now these dangers are over, and the spaghetti harvest goes forward. Spaghetti cultivation here in Switzerland is not, of course, carried out on anything like the tremendous scale of the Italian industry. Many of you, I'm sure, will have seen pictures of the vast spaghetti plantations in the Po Valley. For the Swiss, however, it tends to be more of a family affair. Another reason why this may be a bumper year lies in the virtual disappearance of the spaghetti weevil, the tiny creature whose depredations have caused much concern in the past. After picking, the spaghetti is laid out to dry in the warm alpine sun. Many people are often puzzled by the fact that spaghetti is produced at such uniform length, but this is the result of many years of patient endeavor by plant breeders who've succeeded in producing the perfect spaghetti. And now, the harvest is marked by a traditional meal. Toasts to the new crop are drunk in these boccolinos, and then the waiters enter, bearing the ceremonial dish. And it is, of course, spaghetti, picked earlier in the day, dried in the sun, and so brought fresh from garden to table at the very peak of condition. For those who love this dish, there's nothing like real homegrown spaghetti.
Per le vostre libere ricerche invito a scorrere le migliaia di video attraverso i link che trovate su Indice Alfabetico dal sito web www.tinelli.eu. Su questo canale YouTube avete anche l'incredibile raccolta di playlist suddivisa per tematiche. Le playlist le trovate anche su Indice Alfabetico contrassegnate da questo indicatore. Sempre a disposizione il risveglio a colori solo nel formato ebook, ma nella versione cartacea è solo in bianco e nero. Su questo canale, come sul secondo, mi comporto esattamente nello stesso modo di come esercito il regime in autocarica. Viene eliminato qualsiasi commento che non rientra nella mia narrativa delle scoperte fatte come libero ricercatore, ma non impongo nulla. Ognuno è libero di eseguire e ripetere quanto proposto e scoprire la verità, oppure di lasciare il canale e continuare a credere e crogiolarsi dentro il sistema di indottrinamento.